The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Soita Daf Chofei, and we're at three lines from the top of Daf Chofei Amud Aleph, Iboilohu. So just as a very brief introduction to today's daf, the Mishnah Masechtas Ksubis Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah's in Perek HaMadar, the Elu Yoytze Shalei B'Ksuba, the following women, although every woman when she gets married is entitled to a ksuba, meaning that if her husband gives her a get or dies, she would get a ksuba. There are certain women whom, if they get divorced, if their husband divorces them, they're yoytzei shaloi b'ksuba. They forfeit their rights to the ksuba. And the Mishnah says, two groups of women, ha'iveres al das Moshe, ve'ha'iveres al das Yehuda. Says the Mishnah, ve'izoi das Moshe, what's an example of a woman that's ha'iveres al das Moshe? Machilasoi she'ina ma'usar. So the husband comes home from work, His wife prepares dinner for him, but the dinner that she prepares is not ma'usar. It's tevel. She didn't give trumas or ma'isras. Umishamash te'nida. Or she makes believe she's going to the mikvah, and really she doesn't. So she's a nida while she's being mishamashim. V'loi koitza loi chala. Or she's not marfish chala. V'noideres ven mekayemes. Or she makes nedarim and she doesn't keep her nedarim. Such a woman is called an iveres al das Moshe. The husband, if he chooses to divorce her, has obviously a right to do so, but not just that, he's exempt. He does not have to fulfill his obligation of giving her a ksuba. That's an Averis al Das Moshe. Averis al Das Yehuda is, what's an example of Averis al Das Yehuda is? Yoitza v'roisha perua, a woman that goes out with her hair uncovered. The Gemara says it doesn't mean literally that her hair is uncovered, because if her hair was literally uncovered, she wouldn't just be an Averis al Das Yehuda, she'd be over Nisadei Raisa. But it means that there was certain minhagim, certain levels of tzniyos that the women of the time used to observe. And if a woman goes outside without observing, conforming to that level of tzniyos, she's an Averis al Das Yehudas. V'tova b'shuk, or if she sits outside and she sews in the shuk, umidaberes m'kaladam, or she talks to everybody, etc., she's an Averis al Das Yehudas. So you have two examples in this Mishnah of women that are yoytze shalei b'ksuba. An Averis al Das Moshe, an Averis al Das Yehudas. You need the Rishonim over here to understand Pashup Shan in this Mishnah. Says the Rajba, the Rosh, and the Raiva, the Rishonim and Masechtas Ksubas, that when the Mishnah says an Averis al Das Moshe is yoytze shalei b'ksuba, it's not because she's a balas avera. The halacha of this Mishnah is not that a woman that does averas, she's over Yisrei Deraisa, she loses her rights to ksuba. Because if that's what the Mishnah wanted to say, the Mishnah should have said that. The Mishnah should have said a woman that eats pasav chalav, or she eats chalav and dam, she's yoytze shalei b'ksuba. The Mishnah doesn't say that. It's very clear that there's a common denominator between all the things mentioned in the Mishnah. The common denominator is you have a woman who's being machshel her husband. And as a result, it's not possible for this man to live with this woman, but derech ishos. A man who's married needs a wife to be able to prepare a lunch or a dinner for him every now and again. And if he can't trust her kashrus, it's a problem. If he can't be mishamash mitase with her because she's mishamash tenida, how's he supposed to live with her? So if these are all things that are affecting the ishus, that are affecting the marriage, and it's for that reason that Chazal said, she loses her schus ksuba if you make it impossible for him to live with you. And that's why he's giving you a get, you're out, you're going to lose your ksuba. That's the Averis al Das Moshe. What's the gather of Averis al Das Yehudas? What do these things have in common? All the things mentioned in the Mishnah are actually not Isurim. She's not conforming to certain standards of tzniyos. She's midaberes im kaladam. These are not psukim in the Torah. These are not Isurim de Raisa. They're not even Isurim de Rabbanu. What they are in Yonei tzniyos. A woman that's a prutza, that she violates certain standards of tzniyos, she's an Averis al Das Yehudas. She too is going to lose her schusim for ksuba. So that's the Averis al Das Moshe, and that's the Averis al Das Yehudas. On that note, we begin today's daf. Averis al Das, a woman that's an Averis al Das. Pashut, you would think, it means the Averis al Das Moshe and the Averis al Das Yehudas both mentioned the Mishnah Ksuba Sayim Beis. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says Averis al Das, three lines from the top, Yehudas, She'en Tznua. That's the common denominator between all the things that I mentioned in the Mishnah. And there's a discussion in the Poskim why Rashi chose to learn the sugi is discussing only an Averis al Das Yehudis and not also an Averis al Das Moshe. But Iba Yulu, Averis al Das, Tzricha Hasra Lafsi the Ksuba, so in it, Tzricha Hasra. So the Mishnah says she loses her Ksuba. Does she get a warning or does she not get a warning? Meaning, the first time she's an Averis al Das Yehudis, that's it, he can give her a get, without a warning, you will medaber some kol adam, I'm not giving you a ksuba, you're out? Or no, he has to sit her down first, he gives her asra, he warns her, he says, you realize that what you're doing may jeopardize your ksuba. If she does it anyways, then she's going to lose the ksuba. Otherwise not. That's the shayla in the gemara. So what's the near? Do we say, kibin daveres al darasi? Lay by asra. No, she's in a veres al daras, we're punishing her for what she's doing. Why warn her? No, tibay asra. Maybe give her asra. Di hajra ba ta hadarba. It's not likatchila for you to divorce her and for her to lose her ksuba, so let's try to make it work. Says the Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Arusa v'shemeres yabam, v'shemeres v'shemeres ksuba, and Arusa and Hashemeres yabam both don't drink mei soita. However, if there was kino in stira, they both forfeit their ksuba. Says the Gemara, Mishnah udalei shasi hakinu imaknila. It's mavur in the Mishnah that they only don't drink mei soita, but the kino in stira do have an effect. They have an effect on some level, says the Gemara, lemai, with regards to what was the kinoy effective? Lav lav sida ksubasa. Presumably, for her to lose a ksuba. Meaning, the Mishnah said, if there was kinoy and stira, loy shoysois, v'loy noitlois, ksuba. Why doesn't she get ksuba? Presumably, because there was a kinoy. So you see then that the only time she loses her ksuba is if there was a kinoy. If there was no kinoy, she wouldn't lose her ksuba. What's the Gemara's kasha? Every woman that's nistera with a man that's not her husband is an Averis al-Das Yehudas. If a woman is Yaitzev Reisha Perua, if she's Tavah B'Shuk, and if she's Medaberes M'Kal Adam, she's an Averis al-Das Yehudas. The Gemara is arguing that every woman that's nistera, forget Hilchas Soita, she's an Averis al-Das Yehudas. So why do you need kinoy in order to say that she's a Sofik Soita? And despite the fact that there's a Gzeres HaKosev that says that she doesn't drink Mei Soita, but we learn that from another Pasuk that Gemara brought in the beginning of the Sugya. That there is a chalois kinoy with regards to hefsek ksuba. She's anyways losing her ksuba. She's losing her ksuba with because she's an averis al das yehudis. The teretz is an averis al das yehudis only loses ksuba if she was warned. That's the point. If there was kinoy in stira, now she's on warning. If she's going to be nistira, it's only then she'll be an averis al das yehudis. So that's the Gemara's suggestion. Let's bring a raya from our Mishnah that an averis al das yehudis only loses ksuba in the event that she was warned. Am Rabbaya, lo, yeah, no raya for the Mishnah, lo Isra Olav. It could be when the Mishnah said that the kinoy works, even by an Arusa Shemeres Yavam, it didn't mean with regards to Hefsik Ksuba. Hefsik Ksuba she loses anyways. What it meant was with regards to her being Asra Baila. One of the Chidushim of a Safik Saita is Vinitma, 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 she's Asra Baal, she's Asra Baal, there is Chalois Isra. That is the chiddush of Arusa and Shemeres Yavam, that despite the fact that she's not a soita le'inyan hashka, she is going to be a soita le'inyan isra. What about ksuba? Ksuba, she's anyways going to lose. Ksuba, she's going to lose because she's an averes al dasi with this. Rapapa says, lahashkoisa kushinasur. Kubitz negei the kinoy for hashka. The Mishnah says, Arusa v'shemeres yavam lo ishoisois. That's only while she's an Arusa. But if later they get married and there was kinoy previously, while she was an arusa, the halach is she would drink. In the Tanya, it's a mafurish b'rais. E mekana l'arusa l'ashkoisek she arusa. We're not mekana an arusa to give her to drink while she's an arusa. Av mekana l'arusa l'ashkoisek she nesu. If afterwards she becomes an arusa, then she would drink. That's where it's negay the kinoy. So again, you don't need the kinoy for the ksuba. Could be the ksuba she'd lose regardless because she's an averis al dasi hudis. Incidentally, you see from this gemara a little bit of a chiddush, something that before this sugya, I don't know if you would have thought, and that is one of the halachas of a soita, she loses her ksuba. Poshut, you think it's a halach in Hilchas Saita. A Saita loses her ksuba. But you see from this sugya that you don't have to come on to Hilchas Saita to explain why the Saita loses her ksuba. She loses her ksuba because of the Mishnah ksuba Sayyim Bezim and Aleph. She's an Averis al-Das Yehudis. She's just like Gara from any other Prutza where the Halacha is, she's Yoitzis, Shalai B'Ksuba. Says the Mar Amar Rava, Tashma, I have another right from my Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Amana Lukain Gado, Grushav, Glutza, Lukain Hedid, Mamzeres, Venisim, Lisra, Pas, Yisrael, Lamanzer, Lenos, Loi, Shoitzis, Loi, Naitlis, Ksuba, all the Chayve, Lavin, where the halacha is, you weren't supposed to get married. But if you get married, the kedushin is teifis, being that she's an isha, she'ena ru'uya l'kaima, loy shoysos. Not only loy shoysos, but loy noitlis ksuba. And the Gemara makes the same dik, mishnah hu'd loy shasra. It sounds like the miut, the exclusion from the parish of Saita is only with regards to drinking for the Mei Saita. However, with regards to kinui, the kinui has an effect. To tell me here, the teretz that the Gemara said earlier, that it's negei abayis teretz lo isranolav asir v'kaima. You don't need the kinui here to make her asir. She's anyways asir. She's a chayv elavin. You don't need the isra of Saita. She's anyways asir. Elo lav lav sidang subasan. Certainly it must be lav sidang subasan. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Iskarta loy lo isra l'boil. Maybe where it was negei, the kinui wasn't again to to be mafsa to ksuba, because her ksuba she would lose even without the kinoy, because she's an averus of the hasuda, she doesn't need hasra. Where is it negeya then the kinoy that she's also to the boil? The Tanam, we learned to the Mishnah, and we're going to learn this later. Kishem shasura lebal, kach asura leboil. So for the isra baal, she's a chayvei lav. For the hefsed ksuba, that she would lose even without kinoy, because she's an averus of the hasuda. Where is it negeya that there is a chalois kinoy even for a chayvei lavin? It's negeya lahalocha that if there was a kinoy and stira, she becomes usher to the boil. That's a chiddush in the parasha of Soita, and that's this riboy that although the chayvei lavin are nesma'it, they're excluded from the parasha of Soita, not completely, they're still going to be included with regards to the iser leboil is going to be in effect. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chanina Misura Toshma. So though you have no raya from the first two cases in the Mishnah, but I have a raya from the very end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ve'ilu Shebezden Mekano Lehem. There are certain women that Bezden will step into the shoes of the husband, and they will do kinoy on his behalf. Mishnah is Cheresh Ba'ilo, if the man is a Cheresh. So Pasha, means he can't talk. If he can't talk, he can't do kinoy. Oy Neshtata, or he became a Shaita. Oy Shehayachavish Ve'beis Asurim, or he's in jail. The Mishnah said, he's not in a position to do kinoy. Bezden will do it on his behalf. And the Mishnah continued, when we say that Bezdin is going to be Makana, it doesn't mean that Bezdin will do kinoy, and if she violates the kinoy of Bezdin, she'll then drink mei soita. Because you need the husband to be mashkar. If the husband's not there, then there's no drinking from the mei soita. Ela lepoisla miksubasa. What it means is that Bezdin will do kinoy, and if she violates the kinoy, she does stira, she will lose her ksuba. Why do I need the kinoy for her to lose her ksuba? If she's going to do stira, even without Bezdin's kinoy, she's an Iveris Aldas Yehudis, she's anyways going to lose her ksuba. The teretz is that an Iveris Aldas Yehudis is tzricha hasra, being that she needs hasra, it's negeya that Bezdin has a right to be the one that's masra on behalf of the husband, and it's negeya mafurish lepoisa l'ksubasa. Says the Gemara, v'kulu my time aloy amri meha. Why didn't all the other amayram bring, it's a mafurish Mishnah. The Mishnah said clearly, loy lahashkoisa amru, ela lepoisa l'ksubasa. So the previous amayram were trying to bring a riot from the first case of the Mishnah, the second case of the Mishnah, the last case of the Mishnah's checkmate. So why not just bring a riot from there? Says the Gemara, because they thought, dilma shani hasam, maybe there, the Iveris Aldas Yehudis needs Hasra in order for her to lose her ksuba. The Lesla Imasa the Baal Klal. Because what she did maybe wasn't so terrible. What was the case? Her husband is either a Cheresh or a Shaita, or the last case where you see it most clearly, he's Bebeis Asurim. The husband's not even around. Being that the husband's not around, when she went and she was Nistera with another man, she didn't violate the trust of her husband in such a terrible way. Her husband wasn't around. She didn't have emes of the baal. If your husband is around and you do something like that, that's a tremendous merida. It's a rebellion of sorts in your husband. And as a result, you're an Iveris Aldas Yehudis. You're going to lose your ksuba. We don't even have to warn you. If you do that one time, you're out. It could be this woman who, when she is nistera with somebody else, being that the merida is not as severe, being that her husband's not around, therefore, it could be that Iveris Aldas Yehudis is treated a little bit more leniently, and the only time she's going to lose her ksuba is if there's Asra. So Enochinami, you see from the Mishnah that there's a woman who's Nistera with another man who won't lose her ksuba unless there was a Hasra. However, says the Gemara, that woman is a woman whose husband's not around. I mean that her husband's not around, there's no Emes Adabayla keeping her from doing this. What she's doing is not viewed as being so horrible, and therefore she doesn't lose her ksuba unless it was Asra. But it's no raya to a regular woman who would do the same thing that you would view her the same way. Lemaisa, this idea of emes of the bayil is a very important halacha, and it's brought down in Hilchas Yichud in Simu Chavez Sivkot and Ches. So a woman, a married woman, a married man for that matter as well, even a not married man, is not allowed to be miyached. Right? Man and woman can only be miyached with their respected spouses, but with somebody else, there's an Isur Yichud. So, we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta, Yichud Dei Raisa, Yichud Rabbanan, Pashav, it's an Isur Dei Raisa, Remez Lichum and Atar Minayin, it's a Gemara, and then the Masechta's Kedushin. The Rambam says it's Mipi Kabbalah. So the question is what the Rambam means when he says Mipi Kabbalah. Does it mean it's an Isur Dei Raisa? Sounds like he means it's only an Isur Dei Rabbanan. That's the Vilna Goyen understands that the Rambam means it's only an Isur Dei Rabbanan. He says that's Pshad in the Mechaber that says Makin Oisei Makas Mardus, because he was following the Shittas Rambam that Isur Yichud is only an Isur Dei Rabbanan. But there's an Isur Yichud. The Mechaber says Isha Shabayla Be'ir, a woman whose husband is in the city, in Choshishin Lisiachidima. There's no Isur Yichud. So a man can be Miyachid with a married woman if this marries woman's husband is in town. And she too, she has no problem. She's allowed to be miyachid if her husband is in town. What's the reason? Being that she knows that her husband's around, she's not going to come to do an aver. This far, emas bai lola. It's the same motion of the Gemara. Emas olel. Because there's emas of the baal, there's emas bai lola. Therefore, there's no iser yichud kishabai lola. So I'll just tell you one interesting machlekes amongst the contemporary poskim, Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe has a tshuva regarding a woman, a married woman, and she's on the phone with her husband. Her husband works in Manhattan, an hour and a half from Lakewood, and her husband calls from the office. She sees it on caller ID. Well, actually works better if they're in the same city. So she lives in the city, and her husband calls and says he's leaving work now. There's a lot of traffic. I'm not going to be home for another hour. A man then, who's not her husband, comes to her house. Is there a heter of Baila Beir, or is there no heter of Baila Beir? Meaning, her husband is in the city, he's in Manhattan, but he's on the other side of town, he's sitting in traffic, he's definitely not going to be home for an hour. So Rav Moshe said, you don't have the heter of Baila Beir. Because the whole svar of Baila Beir is Amos at the Baila Leil. He's not walking into the house. And being that he's not walking in, he's stuck in traffic on the other side of town, especially if she has a GPS tracking device on him. She knows exactly where he is. He's not going to be here for an hour. So there's no Baila Beir. If there's no Baila Beir, says Rav Moshe, you're not going to have the heter. The svar of Baila Beir you don't have the heter. The Chazon Ish argued. The Chazon Ish was Mekel, and Chazon Ish said that you do have the heter Baila Beir. And the Lashon they say over from the Chazon Ish is that Baila Beir is a nerve. He said it's a feeling, it's a hergish. If you know that your husband is Beir, you're uncomfortable. It's not a rational svara of my husband may walk in and as a result I'm going to refrain from doing something. Baila Beir is a nerve. And it's just a certain comfort level that she doesn't have. And if she needs to be in a certain place in order for her to come Lidei Avera, and if it's Baila Beir, we're not concerned that that's going to happen. Either way, so we had an interesting Gemara. The Gemara said that every soita that's Nistara is an Avera Saldas Yehudas. So much so that the Gemara was arguing that from the fact that you need Kinoi to be Mafsid the soita Hiksuba, that would seem to be a raya that every Avera Saldas Yehudas is Tzricha Asra in order for it to lose Hiksuba. Because every soita that's Nistara, the suffix soita, is always an Avera Saldas Yehudas. What's the definition of Avera Saldas Yehudas? We read the Mishnah at the beginning of the Daf. This is a woman that's a Tznua, that's a Prutza. So a woman that's a Prutza is an Avera Saldas Yehudas. Every soita is going to be treated as an Avera Saldas Yehudas. I couldn't find Reb Kiveger on the shelf, but Reb Kiveger asks Akasha, and with Reb Kiveger you have to see the nuances of how he asks the kasha, the lashonis that he uses. He begins velibi mahases. He has a kasha. He doesn't understand the Gemara. Why should a soita be considered Avera Saldas Yehudas? Is that true? Is the definition of stira in Hilchas Soita the same as the definition of yichud, for example, in Hilchas Yichud? But Kveger says no. For example, yichud is aser, but if Baal Beir, we just said it, Amos said the Baal Olel, there's no iser yichud. Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim, whatever the definition of Rishus HaRabim is, there's no Iser Yichud as well. A woman is allowed to be Miyachid with her brother, for example. There's no Iser Yichud. However, when it comes to Hilchas Stira, the halachas of Soita, of Kine and Stira, you don't find anywhere there's a halacha that if Baal is Beir, there's no Stira. The classic case of Kine and Stira is the husband warned his wife, Al Tisri and Mishplein, as she was. He's Beir. It could be a Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim. It's a Mefurisha halacha that if a husband is Mekana, his wife, Al Tisri and Mishplein, and Mishplein is her brother, the halachas is a regular Kine and Stira. That means the halachas of Stira and the halachas of Yichud are not totally Zebezeh. You can have a Stira that's not a Yichud. For example, Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim, or you could have a case of Baal Beir, etc., which in Hilchas Yichud is not a violation of the Issa Yichud, yet, as it relates to the halachas of Soita, it would be considered a stira. Freit Reb Kiveger, how did the Gemara know that every single time a married woman is Nistara with this boil, she's an Averis Aldas Yehudis. Maybe the stira happened because Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim. Maybe the stira happened where it was Baal Beir. Maybe it happened with someone where there is no Issa Yichud. And Bichai Gavna, if she wasn't over the Issa Yichud, why would you treat her as an Averis Aldas Yehudis? That's Reb Kiveger's Kasha, and Reb Kiveger says, V'yesh li Yashiv. That's what Kiveger says. Doesn't even attempt to answer the question. V'libi Mahases? You have to be medayik Reb Kiveger's Lashonis when he asks a Kasha. And with regards to how difficult Reb Kiveger thought the kasha was. See, he doesn't say Tzarechiyon, Tzarechin Gadol. Reb Kiveger says V'yesh Liyashiv. That's how Reb Kiveger leaves the kasha. But I'll tell you one interesting thing, an interesting shmooze that came to mind. There's a Peldig Gemara. We never had a chance to speak this Gemara out yet. But there's a classic Gemara, Brachis Taflamet Aleph on the Biz, tucked away. This is the story of Chana and Elkanah and Shmuel. So the Gemara says as follows. Chana says, Imro'oi Tireh. Amr Rabbi Loza, what was Chana saying? Amr Chana l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Imra Mutif, if you see my pain, great. The Imlav, but if not, and I'm going to have to continue to daven, and I'm going to continue going through life, not having children, Tira, you'll see what I'm going to do. Eilech ve'estater b'fnei Elkana Baili. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to do Stira. I'm going to get my husband to be Mekanami, to do Kinoi. And then I'm going to do Stira. They're going to give me to drink Mesaita. You're not going to go against what it says in the Torah. What does it say in the Torah? If a woman has kinev estira and she drinks, and really she was tahira, she never v'nixav in Israel zera, and everything's going to be fine. So Chana turns to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Imraya, if we can settle this, that's great. But if not tira, and tira means I'm going to drink for the Mesaita, and you're going to see I'm going to end up having children that way. So the Gemara says, honey, chalamando amar imhoisak karnifkeh shaper. But according to Mandama that says, a chorus it didn't work for my yikilamemer. But that's what the Gemara says. There is such a mandama that says it would work even for a chorus. So it always bothered me. How is Chana going to do that? How could you be nistira? How could Chana go and do stira with Nealkana Baila? It's an issa yichud. Is it a raisa? Is it a rabbanon? But there's an issa yichud. The teretz is, what she's going to do is it'll be pesach basuruch l'shusarabim. It'll be Baila be'ir. She'll do it away where there won't be an issa. Like Reb Kiveger understood in his kasha, that stira doesn't by definition mean yichud. So therefore, it's something that's going to be possible to do. But Lamaisa of Kivega's Mechich from the Gemara that every time a Saita does Stira, she is an Iveris Aldas Yehudis. So if she's going to be an Iveris Aldas Yehudis, I think it's Hadra Kushal Leduchte, how exactly was Chana going to be able to pull this off? But I'll just tell you one other interesting thing. That is that we had yesterday in the Gemara the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ilanis Viskena Visheena Ru'uya Leila Dloy Noitlis Veloishaisis. They don't take suba, but also the loy says an islandess, a zekena, the she'ena relay, they don't drink meisaita. Chana was an akara. It's a possible tale. Chana was an akara, lo yolodo. So if Chana was an akara, how is it possible in Bechlal, Chana's idea that she's going to drink for the meisaita? It's yesterday's daf. We just learned the Mishnah yesterday. That a skena and akara, loy shayis, loy noikos ksuba. But there's a beautiful maramokim from the Mabit. The Beis Elikim, Mabit is in Shara Yisoidis, Perik Dalet. The Gemara says, Masech des Brachis, Miyoyim Shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu Esai Lomoy, Lai Haya Adam Shakar La Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzvokois, Ad Shabas Chana, Va'amra, Ribayna Shalaylam, Mikol Tzivei Tzvokois, Shabarasa Bailamecha, Kasha Bainecha, Lias Liban. Tzvokois is a Lashon of military. From all the myriads of people that you created, you can't find one son to give me. That was Chana's Taina. She was the first person to use the word Tzvokois. Kavanasa, says the Beis Elikim. Chana knew that she wasn't really an akara. If you look at the pasuk very carefully, doesn't say she was an akara. Ella shehashem sogarachma k'moy shekosov v'hashem sogarachma mipnei shehoye baylo oyava k'moy shekosov ki eschana oav v'hoyelo gaguin olav. She wasn't really an akara. It was just the Hashem sogar es rachma. I'm skipping. That's why later the achar she spalalo the hirbaso the hispalo the gam eli bikasholel the omar velike yisol yitene sheilosich omar akasov. What does the Torah say about Chana? Vayiskura. Vayiskarel. Hashem remembered Chana. V'loyama vayiftach es rachma. Didn't say Hashem opened up a rechen. Ki lo yoisa akara b'tivik haniska. She wasn't really an akara. Hashem didn't have to open up. Vayiftach es rachma is for someone that can't have children. Vayiftach es rachma. She didn't need a vayiftach es rachma. Her rechen was open because she was someone that mitzativa was able to have children. Elo. Kivon shehuchano achar bakosho v'spalo l'ledes hamuchel enavua kinisker azochra Hashem. What happened was Hashem kaviyochel forgot about her open rechem and for some reason wasn't giving her children. Az zochra Hashem loseis lo masha hayuroi lo l'tiva v'zeh loshen tzchira sheyachzer hadover l'masha hayu b'tchila. You can't remember something you never knew.
Right? You remember something you forgot. That's what Zikaron is. It doesn't say Vashem Pokad, like it says Vashem Pokad as Sarah. It says Vayiskara. Vayiskara implies that really she was okay, but for whatever reason, she's not having children. Hashem remembers her now. Now she's going to go back to having children. He goes on to explain that's the Lashon Tzvakos, but that's really in Kamakoyim. Bottom line, Mabit and basically Kim, you see a Dover Chadash. Chana was not a woman who betiva could not have children. Chana could have children. She was an Akara in the sense of a woman who's married for 10 years and doesn't have children, the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, that we spoke about a little bit yesterday. But really, she was someone that could have children. Could be this Gemara in Brochus, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, is a raya to the diuk that we spoke at yesterday from the Tzemach Tzedek. Huva b'sefer she'arim etzionim alocha. He was medayik. The Mishnah discusses three examples of women that are loy shoysos. Who are the examples? The islandess, the zekena, the she'enu real lele. These are all women that scientifically, biologically cannot have children. Why didn't the Mishnah say a woman that's married 10 years, she also shouldn't be able to have children? So he spoke out the Nemukah Yosef at the end of the first parak in Yevamos, because you find that kama akaris nifkidu. You're right, that would be an akara in the sense it's a woman who could have children, she's just not for whatever reason. That's a bechina of the akaris that were nifkidu. Chana was such a woman. It's a mefurish of Beis Hakim. If she was such a woman, she's not included in the halacha of the Mishnah that akarois aloi shoisois, and it's for that reason that Chana's patent of shil gudu kinoy and stira nisra b'fnei Elkanah could have possibly worked. So we'll see. On Amud Beis, maybe we'll have some time to talk a little bit more about it. Yeah, by the way, there is hadas brought to Balakaima, a woman that's an Avera Saldas, and her husband wants to stay married to her. Makaima ain't Makaima. Is he allowed to? I mean, does a man have to divorce his wife if she's an Avera Saldas? Or does he have a right to stay with her? Me and Mina, do we say, Bikpeda de Baal Tolerachmano? It's really only if he cares that he can give her a get. Vali kapit. If he doesn't care, he doesn't care. Are you doing? Keep it the kapit, says the Gemara Tashma. What does keep it the kapit mean? Rashi says, Koloimar, kivan de urche de baal le mikbad bahachi, being that men usually care, al korche dahai nami havit pei de legabe. So even if he says he doesn't care, he really does care. Either way, Tashma, that's the Shiloh. Could he stay married with her, or could he not stay married with her? Ve'elush Bezin Mekana lost him. Our Mishnah, we saw that Bezin has a right to do kino on behalf of the husband, who, Misha v'scharish baila, a man becomes a cheresh, oy nishtata, now, if you're going to say Ratzah Balakaima, Mekaima, now if the halach is that if a husband wants to keep his wife, he has a right to Avdi Bezdin Midi, to Dilmonoi, Lichonei Labal, that maybe the husband doesn't want to do. How does Bezdin have a right to just go on behalf of the husband, act on his behalf, and do Kinoi? Rashi speaks out that the Gemara's cash is based on the halacha of Zachin La'adam Shalei Bafanav, Ve'in Chavin La'adam Elo Bafanav. So says the Gemara that Bishloim, if every husband is makbid. So I understand why Bezdin can go act on his behalf, do kinoy to this woman who's an Averis al-Das Yehudis, based on the principle of Zochel Adam Shalai Befanav, even though nobody appointed Bezdin to do it, but that's halach of Zochel. But if not every husband is makbid, then it's a chayv potentially. Then Chavim L'Adam El Lefanav says the Gemara, Stoma de Milsa, Kivin Averis al-Dasi, Menach Nichalei. It's true, not every husband is Machmed, but there is a Stoma de Milsa that most men are, and therefore, even though it could be that if the husband would tell you, Mefurish, I am Machmed, or I'm not Machmed, he would have a right to do so, but Stoma de Milsa, we assume he will be Machmed, and that's why Bezin can act on his behalf, and we could assume that it's really his chas. Ibayluhu, another Shaila. Baal Shemachal al Kinuyav. So a husband, Reuven, told his wife, Rachel, al tisri mishploini. And then afterwards, he says, you know what, I'm meichel the kinoi. It's an interesting lashon. I'm meichel the kinoi. I take it back. Kinoi of machel, or ene machel? Can he or can he not? Mi amrina, do we say, bikinoi de baal tal rachmana u baal ha machel, eh? It was his right to do kinoi, so it should be his right to renege on his kinoi. Maybe not. Says the Gemara Toshma. Bring a raya from the Mishnah. Now, if you're going to tell me that a husband, even if he does kinui, could always be Machal on the kinui. So again, how does Bezin have a right to act as agent on behalf of the husband? Maybe the husband's going to come and he's going to be Machal. Says the Gemara, same territory. Usually a man is masking to Das Bezin. So if Bezin felt that that's the right thing to do, they did the kinoi, we could assume the husband wouldn't be meichel, and we can go along, give it to meisaita, or be mafsid or ksuba, etc., assuming that the kinoi is a good kinoi. Says the Gemara, Tashma, bring your raya from a Mishnah earlier in the Masechta. This is as the couple is going from their local Bezdin up to the Bezdin HaGadol, for her to stand in the Shar Niknar to drink the Meisaita. So the local Bezin would appoint, this was the Varat Tznius, two Talmidei Chachamim, to escort them, Shema Yovei Lai Baderech, to make sure that there won't be Bia Baderech. Why? Because she's Aser Tem, she's a Safik Stoitem. Now, if you're going to tell me that a Baal that's Mechal Al Kinuyov, he has a right to do it, what's the problem? They're going to be going together, they'll be Miyachet, he's going to want to be Baalah, he's not allowed to because she's a Safik Stoitem. It's a very easy way out. Be moichel your kinoi, and if you're going to be moichel on your kinoi, you'll be able to be baalei. Bishlam, if there's no way to do the bias, I understand why you need the two talmidei chachamim, either to warn them or to make sure that nothing happens and notify the Beis Din HaGadol if something does happen. Moishle shei talmidei chachamim, shem yavala baderech, I amit bal shem moichel al kinoi, if kinoi is moichel, lachle le kinoi v'livoil, so just be moichel the kinoi. Says the Gemara, Naish not talmidei chachamim. Why is it that Beis Din appointed these talmidei chachamim? The Gemiri di ibayi le mevel amr leach le kinoi chaval. That's good for why we want talmidei chachamim there, to tell them, oh, you want to be baalei? It's possible, but you just have to be moichel on your kinoi. That's why talmidei chachamim. We need smart people. That was what the Gemara said in the first parak. People that know the halach is that they should be able to properly navigate the situation. Tashma right. Am Rabbi Yoshiya shloishet varim sachli zeira me'anshe Yerushalayim. I heard three things from Zeira who was me'anshe Yerushalayim. Baal shem machal al kinuyav, kinuyav machal. A husband that's machal on his kinuy, it works. V'zokim mamre shiratu bezden limchaloi, machal. Bezden has a right to be machal, the zokim mamre. U ben seiru meire shiratu aviv imay limchaloi machaloi. The ben seiru meire, whose parents are machalim, they could be machalim as well. Kshabasi, it's a chaver shebedarim. When I came to my friends, shebedarim, al shnayim hoiduli, v'al zokim mamre hoiduli. They agreed to me with regards to baal shem machal al kvayde. They agreed to me with regards to the parents of the Ben Sayyidim Meir. They didn't agree to me with regards to the Zaki Mamre. The reason is, because the Zaki Mamre is doing something really bad. What he's doing is, he's a very important person, a prominent person, a big Talmud Chacham, a member of the Sanhedrin, and he's coming, getting up, and he's questioning the legitimacy of the Sanhedrin. So what he's doing is considered, perceived worse than even what the Ben Sayyid Umar is doing, etc. And that's why, if they want to be Meichel, they can't. But Shema Mina, either way, you see that what Zeira said, Me'anshu Yerushalayim, Ukushabasi Yitzchavayim Shabedarim, Al Shnayim Hoiduli, that Baal Shemachel Al Kinuyav, Kinuyav Machel, Shema Mina. Incidentally, Ben Soiru Meira Sheratzu Ave V'imay Limchol and Meichelonai. So what came to mind is a vart I heard many years ago from the Shem Mishmuel. Shem Shmuel, the Sachet Shavu Rebbe, that was the Amnon Ezer's son. He said that the halacha is that a child only became a Ben Sayyidu Meirah if his parents brought him to Bezin. But if his parents didn't bring him to Bezin, Bezin just flagged him, they found him, and they took him, and they decided that he's a Ben Sayyidu Meirah, he didn't become a Ben Sayyidu Meirah. So the Shem Shmuel said, why? Why is it that only if the parents bring the child to Bezin, he's a Ben Sayyidu Meirah? He said, because Kolzman, the parents, didn't give up hope on this child, it's still possible that something's going to come from him. And he's not necessarily going to turn out to be a terrible person, stab the Prussian Joachim, kill him. It's Dafka when the parents take this child and they bring the child to Beis Din and they say, as Bini, there's no hope, he's a Zoyl, he's a Saiva. Now we know for sure that bad things are going to happen from him. Mutav Yamuzaka, Vayamuzchayev, that's when we kill him. But until the parents bring him, they themselves take their own child and they hand him over to the authorities, we assume that there's still going to be hope. It's when the parents gave up hope, that's when there's already no hope. That's what the Shem Yishmul said. I'm speaking the same idea. Parents that are mach, they're meichel, the ben sayru meira, the mechila is a mechila. Because the whole chashash is, kol kama, the parents are at a place where they can't come to terms with it. But if they're meichel, they're willing to try to make it work, even if he's doing all the things prescribed for the ben sayru meira, there's still hope that maybe something good is going to come from this child. Either way, pligi barav achab ravina. So we have a gemara. Baal shem machel al kinuyav, kinuyav machel. So pligi barav achab ravina. Chadama once said, koidim stira machel, la'achas stira, enei machel. You could only be meichel the kinuy before stira, but once the stira happened, she's already a soita. It's too late. You can't do anything anymore. The chadamar, the other man said, la'achas stira nami machol. You can be meichel even la'achas stira. Umestabra says the Gemara command dama inei machol. It makes more sense that the halacha is like the man da Omar that says that after stira you can't be moichel. Mimai, have a right. Midikama hadri rabbanu yosi. So we had this machloikis in the beginning of the mesachta, whether in fact you needed these two talmidei chachamim to escort the couple or not, whether there's an iser yichud between husband and wife when she's a suffix soita or not. The tanya and the brisa we had, there's no way to yichud. And he said, kavu chaymer, I know it, me kavu chaymer from nida. Uman nida. Shehi bekar is bailo neman aleh. Husband's allowed to be niyachid with his wife that's a nida. So soita, shehi belav, which is less chamor, like kolshkin. So they told Rabbi Yossi, "Lo yimam ben nida." You know why there's a heter yichud by a nida? Because sheken yesh laheter. So if he's going to have a taiva to be baal, well, so he'll be able to be baal later. Came up a soita shein laheter, but a soita if he has a taiva to be baal, well, there's no etzav. I amrit a geshmakir gemara lachas tira machala that you could be machal after stira mishkachas odi yesh laheter. There is a heter di boy machala likinuye ubaal elo shmamina laachas tira ene machal shmamina. So you see from here laachas tira ene machal. So this gemara right here is tucked away. It's on the bottom of Daf Chafei Yom Aleph and Masechta Soita. Even in Daf Yomi, it takes almost a month to get to it. So this Gemara is certainly tucked away. But amazingly, the real hardcore lumbus of Soita all comes from this Gemara right here. Reb Chaim in Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchas Yuma v'Chalitza. And Reb Meir Simcha in Arsameach and Perich of Dalet in Hilchas Ishos. They both say the same exact Ta'ara. That until I learned this Gemara, they don't say it that way, but until we learned this Gemara, I always thought that Soita works a certain way. After this Gemara, I realize it works a different way. Unfortunately, we're short on time, so we're going to have to push off Reb Meir Simcha's Torah. Dvarim that are mesukim medvash. We'll have to wait until next week. Zok Gemara Vayta. Mesu baleim ad shalei shasu beisham ayev. So what happens if the husband dies? So the husband did kinoi, the husband did stira, and now he died. So lo shay says can't drink because there's no husband. Additionally, v'lo naitlus ksuva. That was Shita's Beisil. Beishamai argued. Beishamai says she does get ksuba. In other words, when the husband dies, does she get ksuba or does she not get ksuba? Is a machloikis Beishamai and Beisil. Says the Gemara, B'mai komifligi, what's the machloikis? Beishamai sabi, Beishamai ol shtar oimid ligvois kegabui domi. She has a shtar. It's oimid ligvois. What's her star? Her ksuba. It's kegabui domi. So it's as if she already has the money in her pocket. If she has the money, she's the muchzik. It's a suffix now what the story was. Hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya, the yorshe abal. I'm going to have to prove that she's not entitled to the ksuba. Therefore, she gets the ksuba. Beisilul savri, Beisilul says, shtar oimid ligva is lav kegabui domi, and therefore, the yorshe abal of the muchzik, it's olea lahavi araya. There's an important taisvis here, the second to last taisvis on the Amid, where taisvis says, hochale shaycha kol hani plukti ramev rabbanam tiki paragasha. Throughout Shas, taisvis says, quotes a bunch of Gemaras, where you find kol oimid to do something. Is it if you did it, or is it not as if you did it? Rameir says, sara oimid ligzois ke gazuz dami, kol oimid livtsar ke batsar dami. You find this idea throughout Shas, that if something is almost going to happen, we could look at it sometimes as if it happened. I think Reb Shimon Shkop said that that pshat Reb Shimon holds zkuka kechnusa damyo in Yevamis, that when there's a matziv of zika, it's as if they're married already. It's Reb Shimon Lishitase that kala oime is as if it happened already. So something that you're almost, that you can do, you want to do, you almost did, we can look at it. Says Taish, it has nothing to do with this machloik. It's a shtar oime ligvais kegavu nami. Because that you only say where it's biyode for you to do it. But to get money from someone that owes you money is not so simple. You have to go to courts, lawyers, attorneys, fees, etc. It's not so simple. I mean that it's not so simple. It could be. Even the Manda Amar that usually holds Kol Oimed is as if it happened, but when it comes to a shtar, you have it in writing, it's an escrow, it doesn't matter. Kol Oimed Ligvois Lav Davka is Kegavui Dami. So the Mishnah said, Mu'uberes Chaveiroi, so we had a Machloikis regarding an eyewitness, a skena, v'she'ena riyu lele. Does she drink Mei Saita, or does she not drink Mei Saita? So it's a Machloikis. Chomim in the Mishnah say, "Loi noitlis ksuba v'loi choices." They don't drink meisaita. Rabbi Loza says, "Yachal hulisa isha cheres v'lifreis liris imena." Meaning, the Chachamim say that she doesn't drink meisaita because she's an isha sheni ruy l'kaima, being that she can't have children. And the man has a mitzvah peruvu, he has no choice but to give her a get. Rabbi Loza says, "It's not true. He doesn't have a choice. Prechem the Rabbeinu Gershon, he can always marry another wife. So you don't necessarily have to give her a get. That's the shaila." Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Machlekes ba'akara v'skena. Again, akara here does not mean a woman that just didn't have children for many years. Rashi, it's mefurish. It's the bottom. Rashi, akara ayidei maka. Something happened to her. She physically, biologically cannot have children. We know for a fact she can't have children. So machloikis ba'akara v'skena. Aval islandis divya kol v'shoyis v'lintas ksuba. Even Rabbi Lazar that argues and says that an islandis is not a isha sheni ruya l'kaima. However, he agrees that she doesn't drink me saita. Shenema v'niksa v'nizra zera. That's in the parish of saita. We learn from there, Misha Darka Lahazria, only a woman that's Darka Lahazria, who's at one point in her life was able to have a child, Yatsazu, Shein Darka Lahazria. Meaning the Skena, the islandess, and the Akara all have in common that today they can't have children. But the Skena was once a Yalda. And the Akara, who became an Akara Ayidei Maka, was once able to have children. The islandess was never able to have children. I mean that the islandess was never able to have children. She's excluded from the nixov in Israel. Zera, it's a special miyot. Even Rabbi Lazar is going to agree with that miyot. So just one final chumash Torah. It's a little bit in Yonah de Yoma. And that is, you know, we're talking about Akaras the last 2 days. And this week's parasha, you have, of course, the story with Rachel, where Rachel was an Akara, Havalibanim, Hadachas Alikimanoichi, but finally, of course, the story of Rachel has a very happy ending. Vayisker Likimes Rachel, Hashem remembers Rachel, Vayishma Eleo, Vayiftaches Rachma, she was Zoicha to Rachme Shamayim, Rachel Imenu has children. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, that Bezam and Aleph, Omer Rabbi Yechinon, Gimu Mavtechois, Biyodei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shleinim Shrubi HaShlech. There are three Mavtechos HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that he didn't give over to a Shleach. The Elohe, Mavtech Shal Gshonu, which the Gemara later says really is the Mavtech Shal Parnasa, Umavtech Shal Chaya, Umavtech Shal Tchias HaMesen. So those three Mavtechos were Elim Shrubi HaShlech. All the other Mavtechos, all the other the Shefa Bracha Vatzacha comes to the world, that could become Zayidei Shleach. But those three things are only Ayidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It struck me that these three things are the same three things that Chazal say, Bani Chayi Umezoini, Lav Beschusa Talya Milsa, Ela Bemazla Talya Milsa. Bani, that's Mavtech Shal Chaya, Mezoini, that's Gishamim, that's Parnasa, and then finally Chayi, that's the Mavtech Shal Tchias HaMesen. I thought it was ironic. These are the three things that Rava says in my Kotan Dab Chavchas HaMed Aleph. Lav b'schusa talya milsa ela b'mazla really depends on the time of the day and where you were relative to all the astrological phenomenons or in the world when you were born. It has nothing to do with schusin. And here it's fakert. Chazal say gimel mavteches le'nimsru b'yad shliach ela these three mavteches. But the hergish that I had was is that the Gemara says in the Enem Masechta Shabbos, machlokes is in the Gemara, but of course we know ein mazel Yisrael. Ein mazel Yisrael. Frey Tosfos, ein mazel Yisrael. Bani chayu mezoini. Lav b'schutza tal yomilsa, ela b'mazla tal yomilsa. Says Tosfos, ein mazel Yisrael just means that although you have a mazel, but your mazel can change. Meaning a guy is born with a mazel and he dies with his mazel. So whatever mazel he was born with, that is going to be his fate, that's his destiny, his karma, whatever you call it. That's how he's going to die. He is a product of his mazel. Ein mazel Yisrael, meaning he didn't have mazel. But Tosfos Lashon is, Ayidei Schus Gadol Nishtana HaMazel. A Yid has mazel. And Bonei Chayim Mezoini is Lab B'Schus Italian Milsa. Ela B'Mazel Talmud Milsa. Which means, like Tosfos says, Schus Gadol. It's not easy for a person to change his mazel. And if his mazel is Chalila, not good, for him to make it good wouldn't be easy. But I think that's the divrei nechama that Rabbi Yechon is giving. Gimel mavteches le'nimsru b'yad shliach. These are the dafka, the three mavteches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei v'atzmoi reigns over. These are the things that Hashem is in charge. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything can happen. Alos kemapoyol. So enochinami b'nei chayim mezoini is b'mazlet al yomilso. But at the same time, who is holding the keys to that, to changing that mazel? It's Davka Kodesh Baruch Hu. These are the Gimel Mavteches that are willing to be at Shliach.